There is major trouble brewing for the Democrats. Now, I'm not talking about the fact that President Trump is gaining on Joe Biden in the polls. I'm also not talking about the recent Epstein information that seems to implicate Bill Clinton. I'm talking about the trouble brewing with Joe Biden because of his dementia. This is the Jared Dyson Show. Welcome back to another episode of the Jared Dyson Show. Today's episode is probably not going to be very long. I only have one topic that I really want to talk about. Joe Biden is becoming a huge liability for the Democrats. Now, back in June, Rasmussen released a poll that nearly 40% of all Americans believe that Joe Biden has dementia. Yes, 40%, or almost 40%. 20% of Democrats believed it, while 66% of Republicans believed it, and 30% of those that are unaffiliated believe that Joe Biden has dementia. 1 in 5 Democrats see a problem with their nominee's mental state. Now, Republicans have been saying this for quite some time. You've heard me talk about it. You've heard a lot of other Republican or conservative commentators talk about this on various outlets. We've known that Joe Biden has issues. He's been great at gaffes for many of the recent years. Some of my favorites, actually, over the last several years. But now it appears that there may not be as many gaffes as it is a case of mental disease. On Sunday, Dan Bongino suggested on Twitter that Biden has reached the point of no return. He said that he's hearing from people close to Biden that his cognitive decline is worsening quickly and that it's becoming difficult for the Democrats to mask. It's obvious the Democrats are doing all they can to hide Joe Biden. He's been essentially living out of his basement. He's not been coming out very often. He's been living off of a teleprompter, and they keep him stuck to a message. If you see Joe Biden, it seems like the same day he delivers consistent messages over and over and over. They cut off interviews. They control his press significantly. Yes, the Democrats are doing all they can to protect Joe Biden. And in many instances, he's forgotten where he was. He's forgotten when he was alive. He has forgotten current events. He even suggested that over, I believe it was 150 million Americans have died of gun violence, nearly the same of coronavirus, and basically saying there was just a few million Americans left. You see, there's a big issue with the mental capacity of Joe Biden. And Dan Bongino suggested that the Democrats have a decision to make, and it's going to have to be something that's made fast about Joe Biden. Over at the American Thinker, Andrea Widberg has a great article about this. She shares a couple recent videos from Twitter that show the struggles Biden has. And these videos were not hers. She shared them from someone else's Twitter page. But I want to play these two audio clips for you. I think it's very important for you to hear them because you'll hear some of the issues that Joe Biden is struggling with. Now, in the first one, Joe Biden is talking about the 2020 census. And I want you to hear what he had to say about the census. This is interesting. This is clip number one.
But you know, in the 2020 census, which is now two censuses ago, soon to be,
Now, if you heard that, Joe Biden said the 2020 census was two censuses ago. Now, we do a census every 10 years. So the last census was 2010. Previous census was 2000. So he's saying that the one that we're getting ready to go through or that is currently taking place is getting ready to be two censuses ago. Do you see the problem here? It continues on. Now, in the second clip, the Democrats have argued that Biden was stuttering. But this is not a clip of Biden stuttering. This is a clip of a person that has got cognitive mental issues. Here is clip number two. This one's about 30 seconds.
Lonnie knows I believe this every fiber of my being. We're posed. What I propose is it can be done. I think we're in a position to really make it happen. And my team and your team are already working closely together to light up the path forward here. Critical laws like the PRO Act to strengthen collective bargaining. On politics like prevailing and look. Yes, I'm taking too much time, but, you know.
Now, the media has been all over this. I suggested several weeks ago that they were going to do everything they could to keep Joe Biden away from President Trump on the debate stage. Or they're at least going to try. I wrote an article over at our website. I believe I even talked about it here on the podcast that Joe Biden debating President Trump is a liability. Whether you like President Trump or not, the man at his age is very alert. He's very much with it. The press can call him crazy. They can call him psychotic. They can call him whatever they want. One thing President Trump is sharp, mentally sharp. He doesn't struggle like Joe Biden does right here. He is sharp. So CNN political analyst Joe Lockhart said that Joe Biden should not debate Trump and give him a platform. He said that Trump would manipulate the truth and several other things. But yes, this is the media making excuses for Joe Biden to try to help guard him from these debates. It's exactly what I called weeks, months ago. This makes the pick of Biden's VP all more important. Chances are whoever Biden picks will quickly become president number 47 if he were elected. And why do I say that? Well, I know Bongino says that the Democrats have to make a decision quick, but let's face it, we're within 100 days of the election. And we're just a week or so out from their convention, maybe 2 weeks, I can't remember the exact date. It is too late for Democrats to try to replace Joe Biden. If they try to replace him before the convention, Bernie Sanders supporters will make the case for Sanders to be the nominee. We know from the reports that they've discussed creating issues. They've already discussed about, do they go against voting for Joe Biden to cause problems for the Democrats? And the Democrats cannot afford this. They need Republicans to seem like the party that has all the issues and the problems. They can't seem divided. They want to say that they're the party that is going to bring stability and sense into the government of the United States. Because from what they say, President Trump and Republicans are crazy. We've heard that. But, if Biden is nominated, this becomes a different story. They could argue several different paths for replacing Biden. Obviously, I wrote about this at the Liberty Loft website several months ago, and 538 took an in-depth look at this back in April as well. There has never been a presidential candidate replaced atop a party ticket. There has been the replacement of a VP candidate, however, but never the leader of the ticket, never the presidential candidate. So this is unprecedented that we're even talking about this. If they had to replace Biden for some reason, they could push the VP candidate to the top of the ticket. Now, that would be the common sense move. That's what many have suggested would happen if President Trump were put into jail, that they would move Mike Pence into the front. We all know that's not going to happen ahead of the election. We know that's probably not going to happen ever. But that's what many are suggesting. And so that's what the initial thought is that the Democrats could push their VP nominee up to be the main front runner. The key in this is that after the convention happens, the national party gets to decide who their nominee is. So that leaves a lot of things open to interpretation. Could that be the opportunity for the Democrats to insert Hillary Clinton? I mean, perhaps that's the opportunity if they wanted to try to put Michelle Obama into this spot. I mean, there's a lot of things that you could talk about, a lot of things that you could consider here. And I think this is the play where Bernie Sanders could even make a move. Now, another way they could try to replace Joe Biden is after the election takes place. They could sit and say the president-elect, well, immediately the VP becomes president at that point. Or they could wait till Biden was to take office if he were to win the election, and then they could argue the same constitutional amendment that they've tried to argue against President Trump, saying that he's mentally incapable of holding office. And in that situation, it would probably be true. There are many opportunities here for the Democrats, and they have a decision to make. They could easily replace Joe Biden, but they can't afford to replace him before the nomination. So we can't leave out the possibility of a rematch of 2016. I mean, is this another Clinton-Trump battle? Well, then that Jeffrey Epstein information certainly plays a big role, because we know that recently came out. Or is this another situation of Obama versus Trump? Could they put Michelle Obama up there? We know that she is a big-named figure in the party. It's possible. Once the National Party gets control, they could do whatever they want. And we all know the Democrats, given the chance, they're going to do something shady. We have a great interview special coming up this weekend, so stay tuned for that. That's the reason for the short episode. I've got a lot of preparation to do ahead of this interview. I am really excited for you to hear the interview, and I'll share more later in the week. Thank you for joining. We'll see you back here on Friday. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe to our podcast. Please remember to give us a 5-star review and share our podcast with your friends. The Jared Dyson Show is a production of The Liberty Loft. Copyright The Liberty Loft 2020. You can find more shows and information on our website, www.thelibertyloft.com, or on any of our social media channels.